We're excited to offer a new discipleship booklet that is at the back table, and it is called The Preeminence of Christ, Part 1, To the Glory of God the Father. It is the first, hopefully, in a series of seven or so, if the Lord is willing, booklets that focus on how wonderful and marvelous Jesus Christ must be, since he is able to fulfill the eternal purposes of God. That God's plan for the fullness of times is to sum all things up, as this image symbolizes, to sum all things up into the headship of Christ Jesus. That at the end of all things, God wants all things to be Christ, his son, to fill all things, and that he might be preeminent in all things. And this first booklet looks at what is that ultimate purpose. Why is that the plan? What is the point of it? And it is the glory of God. It shows scripture after scripture from Genesis to Revelation that demonstrates that God's motivation and his goal in everything that he does is his glory in Christ. And it doesn't get any more comprehensive than that or foundational than that. The most important thing to God is God. The most important thing to God is God. And if that sentence sounds a little odd to you, or perhaps even wrongly describes God as selfish, then please read this, because it shows the logic of it, the truthfulness of it from the scriptures, and shows how not only is it right, but it's the best thing for us that God's number one priority is his own glory. What is glory? You know, it's one of those words that's so frequent in the Bible that we can begin to take it for granted and not always be grasping its full meaning and significance. And so this booklet defines glory. It presents God's own definition of his glory in Exodus 34. And it defines spiritual war, sin, faith, love, scripturally in terms of glory. And it shows that glory is not just some abstract idea. Glory is a person. Glory is a person. The eternal Son of God is the glory of God. And Jesus did everything for God's glory. He became a man for God's glory. He ministered for God's glory. He voluntarily died for God's glory. And he is coming again soon to saturate all things with God's glory, including us, because we were created for God's glory, and we've been forgiven and recreated for God's glory. And as we focus here on being disciples who make disciples, please read this to see that the only people who are considered disciples, according to Jesus, are those who seek the glory of God in all things. So that's my encourage to study with me the abundance of scriptures that show God's ultimate goal, that should be and must be our ultimate goal. And after the survey, it ends with an exhortation, a brief one, that losing our lives to live for God's glory in Christ is the path to the fullest joy now and in eternity. It's free at the back and online at project128.com. The free PDF has links embedded in every scripture reference so that you can just click on them and it'll pop open Bible Gateway and you can read the verse to help you study more easily and quickly. And so again, free at the back